Lead in urban areas is issue since long in the last 3 decades. So we worked about this issue. So there are several things to discuss as an introduction section that lead is associated with kids for their blood uptake. So reliable evaluation of the lead for children is not with the total lead in the soil, rather it is with the bioavailable or bioaccessible portion of the lead from the soil. So several researchers in the past and even today's discussion during today have proved that bioaccessibility, like in vitro methods, can be an alternate to in vivo methods. So I also thought to do some work about this issue. So the issue is that present bioaccessibility methods that are expensive and laborious. Like in previous discussion about arsenic, we learned that the relative bioavailability leaching procedure and some other procedure, they are quite laborious. So there is a need to develop an alternate method that is quite cheaper and quite easier. So another issue about the Dresler and Bratton, that is relative bioaccessibility leaching procedure, that was developed for mine waste soils, and it does not correlate well with in vivo and in vitro results from Joplin soil of Ryan et al. 2004 data. So previously researchers have proved that the soils in Joplin, they showed bioaccessibility decrease for lead that was almost 69%. They used human, then rat model, and then swine trials. So when the Dresler and Bratton method that was applied for those soils, for those treatments, especially phosphatic amendments, so this method showed only reduction of 12%, a decrease. But to the opposite, in those all models, like for human, rat, and swine, it showed phosphatic amendments showed decrease of 69% decrease in bioavailability of lead. So this method is clearly in contradiction with those findings of Joplin, where three models were used. But this method, Dresler and Bratton method, was only used for swine model. So the authors, the presenter and other co-authors, they have tested an alternate method that is very simple. So it was, we use 5 gram soil and less than 2 millimeter fraction. In Dresler and Bratton method, they used soil fraction of 250 micron, less than 250 micron. And we adjusted pH 2.5. And then simple shaking procedure, not that 37 degrees C throughout the temperature and adjustment at 1.5. We did not follow that. So this method showed high correlation with those of Joplin treated soils. So when we applied this newly developed method to urban soils, this method depicted that urban soils have only 10% absolute bioaccessibility of lead. Otherwise, USEPA assumes that bioavailability of lead in soils is 30% absolute bioavailability. So here this is the summary of the new extraction method that is very cheap and simple and not laborious. So we can see that this method is quite sensitive to all the Joplin amendments. In Joplin, there were several amendments like TSP, iron and TSP, rock phosphate, compost, and phosphoric acid. So this method quite was in correlation, especially you can see phosphoric acid treatment, and this method is depicting 63% decrease in bioaccessible lead. And same was proved through Joplin trials of 2004 study. Then we calibrated different aspects of this new method like soil ratio, and you can see there is a quite significant difference when we tested different ratios for the extraction of sample. So in Dresler and Bratton method, there is a ratio of 1 to 100, and that is the ratio that makes it difficult to run sample extraction through simple atomic absorption spectrometry rather there is need of furnace atomic adsorption for that method or ICP-MS. But for this method, if we use simple ratio of 1 to 10, we can get results quite closer to Joplin trials. And with the Dresler and Breithaupt method, you can see there is very little reduction of only 12%. Next, we tested different shaking times, and the Dresler and Breithaupt method that does not correlate well with the Joplin findings. And there is a quite a large variation when we use 1-to-100 ratio through relative bioavailability leaching procedure test. And then we tested different temperature, and there is quite a significant difference when we tested at 37 degrees C and 25 degrees C. Actually, we have proved that although there is variation in results for bioaccessible lead through ratio, through temperature, through shaking time, but pH is the major factor in extraction. So if we adjust pH to some point, so we can get the desired results. So why to go for laborious procedure, that is throughout the extraction we should adjust pH, or we should adjust temperature throughout the extraction. Why not go for simple extraction? So if when we adjusted pH 2.5, we got the desired results that are quite matching with bioavailable lead in Joplin soils. So then when we applied this new method to urban soils, including Joplin soils, when we applied this new method, so we observed that bioaccessible lead in urban soils is only 10%. Absolute bioavailability is only, bioaccessibility is only 10%. You can see that total lead is far higher than as compared to bioaccessible lead in urban soils. So there is a quite a long, quite a wide diversity in soil samples. And next, here is the summary when we applied this new method to urban soils. So you can see orchard soils and garden soils, they have quite low risk in for lead. And the IEUBK model, that is of US EPA, that assumes that there is 30% absolute bioavailability of lead. So there is a clear need to revise these recommendations. And we also tested a house site soil that is not from urban area, and there was no alteration in that soil since long, so that showed quite higher bioaccessibility. And we also compared these findings with those of Joplin samples. Then here is the speciation of lead in those soils. So we can see that in urban soils, in garden soils, there is almost same amount of pyromorphite as demonstrated in Joplin trials. So in urban soils, it is the time factor, and it is the like farmers in urban gardeners, they apply some fertilizers. So over time, like 50 years or 30 years, so that lead transformed into pyromorphite and highly stable mineral. So there is no need of amendment for urban soils. Previously, in several publications, researchers recommend that in urban areas, if someone wants to grow vegetables, he should use raised bed technology or some other, or should select some vegetables which do not accumulate lead. But our research has clearly shown that there is no risk in urban gardening in these for lead. So conclusion is that the new method, urban soil bioaccessible lead test, that correlates well with Joplin trials. So there were three models used: swine model, rat model, and human. So it correlates quite well, and it is 8 to 20 times cheaper as compared to relative bioavailability leaching procedure that is also endorsed by USCPA. And that method, relative bioavailability leaching procedure, that does not correlate with Joplin findings. So because it shows only 12% reduction in bioavailability, otherwise in Joplin trials, it is proved that there is phosphatic amendments decrease bioavailability by 67-69%. So it seems likely that repeated tillage, fertilization, and time have promoted inactivation of lead in most garden soils. These findings also suggest that urban gardening has much lower potential than currently assumed. So researchers can recommend freely urban gardening. Findings also support revised recommendation from US EPA, especially for urban soils. Thank you.
Thank you. We have time for one or two questions.
Yes.
Do your samples include any sites where there was sanding dust from lead-based painted wood in the soil?
Yes. Here you can see how site soil.
Yes.
That was the sample, and that we used in our study.
Thank you. Yeah. Just a quick question. This is very great. This is very important work. Have you measured the phosphorus content? Because many of soils in urban areas haven't been gardens, but they're being considered for gardens. And the bioaccessibility on those soils usually ranges from 50 to maybe 80%. So did you measure the phosphorus in these soils since they've been receiving carbon phosphorus?
Yes, here is the data.
We didn't comment about correlation. We didn't test the correlation.
Yes,
we
tested the correlation of different parameters like carbon, phosphorus, and other factors, but there was no strong correlation except there was good correlation only between total lead and bioaccessible lead. Otherwise, there was not good correlation between any of these factors for bioaccessible lead.
But it does show the really high phosphorus levels in many urban soils.
Yes.
And gardens, which again, I think is contributing to the lower bioavailability.
Yeah, here you can see there is a quite high amounts of phosphorus in urban soil. These are all urban soils.
Those are very high concentration.
Yes.
You show a lot of, in your speciation slide, a lot of carbonate associated metal, but a lot of your soils seem to be too low of pH to have very much carbonate in them. So what's that carbonate species?
Yeah.
Your purple.
Yeah. So
it's very likely phosphate. Yes.
Yes, like 5-8 and 5-6.
Well, they may have been calcium carbonate, but Kirk, could lead carbonate persist in those soils?
Who knows? I mean, how deep is the soil sample taken? Is it just from the surface that we're looking at the lead? Or would it be higher?
And these Kirk did the linear combination fitting from excess data.
Good.
Yes.
The figure, the critical figure that was up there where you had the bioavailability for the variety of soil, I'm interested in the control soil. Joplin control soil.
Okay.
Forward.
Here.
Other way.
Oops, sorry. The right one.
Soil. Here it is Joplin control soil.
The one with all the soils and then shows urban versus orchard.
Okay.
Yeah.
This.
Yes. Bueno. The Joplin control. Help me understand that. There is greater bioaccessible lead in the control soil than are there untreated Joplin soils anywhere in that collection of data?
The control soil is the untreated. And because they're treated plots, it has less total lead concentration than the treated plot for that comparison.
The control here is contaminated.
Yes.
It's remember it's the field.
Right.
Like
that.
City.
Got it.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much.